Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Up next, Luke Giever, Program Director, and John Nelson, Director of Marketing for the 3rd Annual Bakken Conference and Expo. Excellent. Thank you, too, for joining us. Very excited for the Bakken Conference coming up July 17th through the 19th in Bismarck, North Dakota. Before we get into some details about it, let's start with just some basic overview, kind of your guys' elevator pitch, if you will, about the Bakken Conference. What can people expect? Just who will be there, that sort of thing.
Sure. The event, it's in the third year now, and much like we've done in the past, we always try to provide content in the 3 days on the agenda that's unique, that's more in-depth, and that's valuable to multiple sectors of the overall oil and gas industry. So we'll provide content that gives perspective from what the E&Ps and the operators are doing. We like to showcase some of the technology that the service companies are starting to implement and delve into why they're implementing new technologies. And then we'll take it even more granular and provide insight into very segmented areas of the industry, from saltwater disposal wells to chemicals and fluids used during production, and things that really help to show all the different sides of what's happening in the Bakken oil and gas industry.
And what companies are going to be involved, either through major sponsorships helping you put on the conference, or maybe through keynote speakers or people doing presentations, that sort of thing? Name a few of the companies or individuals that are going to be involved and or sponsoring this event.
Sure. I think the first morning, the main general session of the event really kind of showcases what people can expect from the event. We've got a CEO from an E&P company that's active in both the Bakken and in Texas. We have the USGS senior geologist talking about geologies and lessons learned from what they know about the Williston Basin and how it compares to other places like the Red Hot Permian right now in the Delaware Basin down in Texas. We've also got people from Houston and PricewaterhouseCoopers talking about what they're seeing across the entire nation in terms of energy strategies and perspectives that their clients are sharing with them that they think they'd like to pursue going forward. In terms of companies that everyone would know in the Bakken, on Tuesday we've got a great panel of presenters that I'm certainly excited about, and our magazine team is planning to put a story together on, and that's with the trends that have been happening with completions and fracking the wells in the Williston Basin. It's been amazing the different things that people have tried and been successful at. For that panel, we've got Liberty Oilfield Services, Packers Plus Energy Services, and Halliburton, with all of their Rockies or Bakken experts talking about the things that they're excited about.
Luke Giever, Program Director for the Bakken Conference and Expo, editor of the North American Shale Magazine, and John Nelson, Director of Marketing, joining us here on the program, talking about the 3rd Annual Bakken Conference and Expo, July 17th through the 19th in Bismarck, North Dakota. Now, just let me get my bearings a little bit for those people who maybe been to Bismarck before, like I have. This is going to be at the Civic Center or something along those lines downtown. It was where the Trump rally was, and the Williston Basin Conference has been there in the past years. Is that where we're talking about?
That is correct, yes.
And And that's a nice-sized building, so I would imagine that you guys are expecting a decent attendance for this. Have you got a number of companies that have committed so far to either attend or be expos in or be vendors in the expo?
Yeah, currently we have nearly 70 exhibitors attending, currently on the expo map. If you go to our website, TheBakkenConference.com. You can see all the companies on the expo map. But we have a lot of the large players in the Bakken and in shale in general attend, you know, at this event. So your Halliburton's, your Statoil, Fortis, Energy Services, Liberty Oilfield Services, Petrol Harvest, Future Acquisition Company, Enerplus, Ensign, ConocoPhillips, Rockpile, and Abraxas, and the list goes on and on. But those are the companies that are really changing the landscape of what's happening with the Bakken shale play in particular. And so with the price of oil, with what's happening, the way they get oil out has had to, you know, it's started to become streamlined much more than it has in the past. And so what are those technologies that are being created? How are these processes being streamlined to make it profitable? And how can people, how can companies get involved with the large companies? And that's really what we are trying to do, provide information for completion companies, operating producers, drillers, so they understand what the latest technologies and services are out there. But we're also looking to, you know, help our exhibitors who may service these companies connect with these large companies as well. So that is really our goal of this conference and what we're trying to accomplish.
Conference is 3 days long. Is it? I would imagine it's full of different things. Are you guys going to be serving lunch and having any socials, that sort of thing? I know sometimes conferences do those types of things. Sometimes they don't. Are you guys going to have any sort of extracurriculars or food and beverage activities?
Yeah, to that point, it's 3 days long. We'll start on Monday. We've actually got a pre-con seminar that looks at how the Bakken compares to some of the other shale plays that people are familiar with already or hopefully will be familiar with after this event. We've got folks coming from New Mexico and Texas and analysts that analyze, you know, energy plays from Pennsylvania to Colorado to Texas. They're talking about different things that they're seeing, challenges, opportunities, major differences for companies that might be in the Bakken that are looking to enter, say, the Permian or the Eagle Ford in Texas, or companies from the Marcellus or the DJ Basin in Colorado that might be interested in entering the Bakken. It'll give them a good understanding of kind of the dynamics of how the plays work. But that event takes place on Monday, and following that, we always like to kick off a little fun, so we've got a welcome and opening reception on Monday evening for everyone to attend there. That runs for a few hours in the evening with all food and drink included for those folks that come and join us on Monday. And then on Tuesday and Wednesday, we provide food and refreshments and networking opportunities on both days. So we'll have breakfast, lunch, dinner, and refreshment breaks in between.
To listen to the full-length interview with John Nelson and Luke Giever with the 3rd Annual Bakken Conference and Expo, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
It set the pot to boil and the dinner table was set. She had collard greens and a pot of baked beans, but she hadn't cooked the main course yet.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Now sometimes you gotta look back and see where you went wrong. If you can't do that, you won't be around too long. That hand should have seen it coming.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
Where you end up depends like us on lock.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Let's take a moment and talk about Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery. Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery coming to the United States in over 50 years, and it's coming to Belfield, North Dakota, right here in the Bakken oil field. Talk about addressing the need for local. Well, that's what the Davis Refinery is going to do. I mean, the Bakken right now produces more than 1 million barrels a day, and there is currently minimal refining capacity in the region, and the Davis Refinery will be addressing that need. Plus, the Davis Refinery will utilize North Dakota's energy resources and enable Meridian Energy Group and the region to realize huge long-term cost savings by eliminating the need to transport that crude oil to the Gulf for refining. For more information, check out davisrefinery.com or meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com.